Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we are on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, on our last installment of Motivational Mondays, Lori Battle shared great insight on dreaming big against all odds. If you missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. Visit www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. Allow me to set up today's framework of our show, our broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. Of course, we're looking at a different point of view in our Shape Up series, and we're talking about, and the question that is raised in the virtual boardroom today is, what are you doing to maximize your dash? What are you doing to maximize your dash? Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment to invite someone to today's broadcast. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a fax, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you to get your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your laptops, your desktops, whatever you need handy, because we're talking about maximize your dash. And this subject is a subject that I personally, Coach Adams, is always evaluating. And I get this question often in my coaching practice. Am I doing all that I can do? How can I maximize the time that I have? And when I'm referring to that dash, I'm referring specifically to that dash in between the day of your birth and the day of your transitioning or passing. This is always a subject that rings near and dear to my heart when I lose someone near and dear and close, or I hear of someone passing. I often think, wow, did they make an impact? Did their life make an impact? Did they maximize the time that they had, or did they waste the time that they had? And so I want to ask you this question virtually. What are you doing to maximize your dash? Because the greatest insight and wisdom that I've grown to know and realize is that each and every one of us, we have been created for a purpose. And the two things that are beyond our control is the day of our birth and the day of our passing. We cannot predict that. We don't know what that looks like. But what we are in control of is the time that we have from the day that we were born to the date that we transition and pass on. So this dash, the time that you have, are you living each day as if it were your last? Are you truly fulfilling your assignment? Are you doing all that you can do to make an impact? And this is key because life is truly about your ability to execute. And, you know, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which is a book that truly has been impactful in my life, and it was written by Stephen Covey. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, one of the key principles that Stephen Covey talks about is begin with the end in mind. And he asks a question, he poses a question in this particular chapter associated with what will your tombstone read? When it's all said and done, when your last chapter has been closed and your last breath has been taken, and people will remember you based on what's stated on your tombstone and the impact that you have made, what will your tombstone state? Will your tombstone state, wow, he was a winner, a doer, an achiever? That's one point of view. Or will that time of the dash that you had not even make an impact into the lives of others, into the lives of the people that you interact with, the people that cross your path? Do you even make an impact? Are you memorable? Do they have an encounter with you that when it's all said and done, truly your presence here on earth will be missed? You see, today I really trust that I and what's being shared will encourage you to, one, evaluate where you are in life today. It doesn't matter where you are. As long as you still have breath in your body, you still have an opportunity to make an impact. The question is, will you step back, evaluate, and begin to do things differently so that when it's all said and done, one would say, wow, they lived a life that was vibrant. They lived a life that was impactful. They made a difference. Their life was memorable. Wow, I'm really going to miss that person. Because you've made such an impact in the lives of others. You know, our lives are not just for us to live. I trust that you would live your life to the fullest. Dream big dreams, but not just dream big dreams, achieve big dreams. Because life is about execution. You know, as a part of our Shape Up and Win, SHAPE is an acronym. And each letter in SHAPE has a significant meaning. And the E in SHAPE is execute. And the question is, will you follow through and do? You know, this process of executing, that is where the rubber meets the road, when you are able to strategize and you are one that is executing and faithful in doing that which you set out to do. Outlining your goals and achieving them. You are a doer. You're an achiever. Therefore, you are a winner. So when you realize your life's work, your life's purpose, because your life was given to you so that you can make an impact into the lives of others based on your purpose, your gift, your calling. And so if you have not yet tapped into that, I want to encourage you today. Fight for it. Do what you need to do to determine what is my assignment here on earth. Why was I born? Why was life given to me? And what is it that I am to do to make an impact into the lives of others? What is it that I am to bring to this world? Your life was not created that you would just take and suck the life out of the system, but rather you would give and blow back into the system. And, you know, in just doing that illustration, it reminded me of, you know, individuals that I know that have struggled with this mere thing of breathing and being on oxygen. And so, therefore, they needed assistance in this process of just the very process of breathing. But even in that, your life can make an impact right where you are. You know, we could all say, I can't because of and come up with excuses. But, you know, I have found in my coaching practice that one of the greatest excuses is, well, Coach Adams, I don't have time. You don't understand my life. You don't understand all that I have on my plate. You don't understand the responsibilities that I have. And, you know, to some degree, that may be accurate and correct in that I'm not living your life specifically. But I do know the challenge of balancing and wearing various hats. You're not alone in that fight. You're not alone in that journey. And so I want you to know that we can say all day, I don't have enough time. But as long as you have breath in your body, it's your responsibility to determine how can I maximize this time that I have. Do you know that this gift of time is truly a privilege? It's extra special. Do you know that there are many people that went to bed last night and they didn't wake up this morning. Their time has expired. They no longer have another opportunity to make an impact. And so the mere fact that you're still breathing says that your assignment here on earth is not yet completed. And so what will you do to maximize the time that you have been given? I encourage you to live each day as if it were your last. That if you were to lay down tonight and you would not awaken tomorrow, that when it's all said and done, you can feel good about the life that you have lived. The worst possible thing that we can do is live a life of regret. And you know, so often people don't try new things and get stuck in their standard routine because of fears and all of these various uses and things that they would say that would hinder them. And so therefore, they're living life with great regret because they're not stepping out and taking a risk and trying anything. You know, I may not have tried all just yet, but I can honestly say, wow, I have had and shared some great journeys in life. I've tried some new things like parasailing, this from one who doesn't quite know how to swim in excellence in the ocean, but yet did not allow the fear of floating over the ocean to prevent me from having an amazing experience. How about, wow, taking a bayou swamp tour by airboat? Didn't allow the fear of the reality of alligators chomping at my feet on an airboat in a swamp. And again, not the greatest swimmer in open water, but yet wanted to have that experience. And I can now say, wow, I've had it. I've experienced it. The wonderful joy of stretching out of my comfort zone, willing to step out in my purpose and do what God has, I believe, called me to do in spite of the resources, taking risks, stepping out, doing what I know to do, not always getting it right. And this is not about Coach Adams, but rather I'm sharing with you so that you can make a connection with the reality of life to say, wow, just do it, as Nike would say. Try it. You know, I remember having the opportunity to go to the Ukraine. And if I would have allowed the voices of people and their limited point of view and perception around the Ukraine, as an example, I might not have gone. I remember sharing with a particular individual, and they said, wow, all I've heard about that place is it's dark and cold. Who would want to go there? And I had an amazing journey. It's one that has made such an imprint and impact in my life that I'm so grateful that I didn't allow the fears and the uncertainties of things that I didn't necessarily know to prevent me stepping out and saying, yes, I will, I'll go, I'll try it, I'll do it. I remember trying oysters for the very first time. People say, ew, yuck, you're going to try oysters on the half shell? They're raw. Now today, it's one of my favorites. You may not like it, but I wasn't afraid to try it. I'm sharing that with you because I hope that in my sharing these few experiences, that it would inspire and encourage you to live each day as if it were your last. Why? Because tomorrow is truly not promised. And as we're talking today on Motivational Mondays about maximizing your dash? What are you doing with the time that has been given to you? Are you living your best life, as Oprah would say? Are you doing all that you can to experience life and to live your best life, to adventure out, to try something new, to take a risk and experience new things? Because, again, tomorrow's not promised. Ultimately, your life has been designed with a purpose, and that purpose is so that you can give back to this world based on your gifts and your talents. What is it that has been placed in you that is a gift that you need to release into the world, that you need to give to the world? Don't let money be your because. Don't let time be your because. I want to share with you that this issue of time, where we fall short, is that we don't effectively manage the time that we have. We allow time wasters to suck and drain all of our energy. We don't know that this time management, is something that we can more effectively manage by just understanding the various quadrants of time management. Stephen Covey and the Franklin Covey system has a great outline on time management. My mentors teach on it as well. I teach on it. These four areas of time, and understanding that there are 24 hours in a day. I know, that's not rocket science. You already know that. But then you're looking at and evaluating this 24 hours in a day. What are you doing with the 24 hours each day that has been given? Are you allowing there to be time wasters that just drain all of your time, and then you look up, oh, my God, I got to take care of this, I got to take care of that, because you did not allow yourself to manage your time more effectively? You know, there's certain areas of time that we have that are truly beyond our control. For many that are working in the corporate setting, you have 8 hours of work. You got to be on the job if you want to get the check at the end of the week. But being on the job is greater than just being on the job. Many travel, but you don't factor in that time to and from. And when you start to really look at how much time do I really have, you realize, wow, when I thought that I had 8 hours, I really don't. I have four. And so many of us are trying to squeeze into a short period of time, a lot to do, but yet we're not effectively managing our time. The key thing of understanding is that 8 hours of work or 10 hours, whatever that looks like for you, it's non-negotiable. Your sleep time is non-negotiable. It's been stated that most people should get 8 hours, but for many, you don't need that. Coach Adams, I can go on a good 5 to 6 hours of sleep, and I'm good to go, refreshed and energized. What does your body need? Because in evaluating this time supports us in truly living our fullness in the dash. Because when I understand this process of time, and I understand that if I utilize the time that I have to the maximum, do all that I can do within the time that has been given, and effectively manage the time, now I can feel good about, wow, I'm being faithful with each day that I'm given, because I can't take for granted that I'll have tomorrow to do what I can truly do today. And that process of, I'm going to put it off until tomorrow, is procrastination. Stop procrastinating, because, again, tomorrow is not promised. Coach Adams is in process with you. I'm guilty. I don't always get it right, but I'm fighting to grow each day truly in my heart and doing better. Today I can say, wow, I could have even done better today. I did allow some time wasters to get the best of me, but I'm definitely going to start it off well tomorrow but I'm feeling good about what I have accomplished today, even in spite of, in the midst of all of that. Can you say the same? My greatest desire for all of us, self-included, is that when it's all said and done, you can honestly say that you have maximized your life's journey and that you truly have lived each day as if it were your last. If you're starting today, don't beat yourself up about what happened yesterday. You can't change that. But make a decision today that no longer will I waste the time that I have been given. No longer will I murmur and complain about what's wrong, but rather I would find and figure out what's working, what's right. Because we all have a thing, as my bishop would say. There's always something that we are having to contend with, that we're having to battle through. No life is perfect. But what will you do with the life that you've been given? What are you doing with the life that you have been given? What are you doing with the time that you've been given? Because, again, as we stated earlier, the mere fact that you still have breath in your body means that there is something that you still have yet to do. Even with all of the circumstances, the trials, the tribulations, the challenges, are you pressing through the stuff each day to maximize the very days that you've been given? What is it that's on the inside of you that needs to be released as a gift to the world? Unwrap it. Figure out, how can I give it? You know, I remember when it was revealed to me that there was a speaking call and gift on my life, and I didn't know what that all meant. I really didn't. I had no idea. But I was determined to fight to figure it out. And even in the seasons of lack, I have fought to figure out, how can I still have a platform to fulfill my purpose, to do the assignment that I believe I've been called to do? I trust that if today was my last day, that with the life that I've been given, that people would say, wow, she has truly made an impact in my life. Be it small, medium, or great, that there's been some impact that has been made through my fulfilling my assignment and doing what I believe I've been created to do. Motivational Mondays is a part of doing what I believe I've been assigned to do. So if it's just one person, if it's a million people, I'm going to be here every week fighting to bring empowerment that's rich, that's inspirational, giving you tools of support so that you can add to your database, your toolbox of life, and be able to have something else that you're more equipped to fulfill your assignment. That's a part of my assignment. So if I can bring you motivation and inspiration each week that gets you fired up and charged up, and I can give you tools that help you to be more equipped to execute, I'm fulfilling a part of my assignment through this platform. There are other ways in which I do that as well, and I'm sharing this with you so that you can see, start where you are. Be faithful right where you are. If it's speaking to one person, if it's impacting one person, that's one additional person that you've impacted that if you don't move, may not have had that connection. I trust you're tracking with me and you're really flowing with and getting what I'm saying around this subject of what are you doing with your dash? Are you wasting it? Are you fighting to achieve? Are you fighting to manifest your dreams? Are you executing on your desires? You know, in certain areas of my life, I can say, woohoo, I'm really doing it. I'm accomplishing it. I'm on the road. I'm on the journey. Then there's other areas where I say, wow, you got to get it together, girl. You're wasting time. Time waits for no one. You know, it's so interesting that I remember my dad used to say that all the time. And when I was younger, I didn't get it. Time waits for no one. I would be like, oh, okay, Dad. Okay. Time waits for no one. But now I really have a greater understanding of the reality of this truth that time waits for no one. And what is most significant is our maximization of the time that we have. How can I maximize my time? By each day giving my all, being faithful to my call. Each day, giving my all and being faithful to my call. That is one way in which I can maximize this time that I've been given. Stop procrastinating. Stop putting off for tomorrow what you can truly, legitimately do today. There's always going to be constraints in life. There's always going to be stuff that's a hindrance. But are you pressing through to the best of your ability the stuff, the hindrances, those things that would hold you back? That's all that we can be asked to do, understanding that your life has been created for a specific purpose. You have an assignment. Each and every one of us has an assignment. You know, I look at this bottle that's sitting on the desk with me here in my virtual studio, and the bottle with the cap and the water serves a purpose. Each area of it actually serves a different purpose. And many of you who are regular listeners, you may have heard me use this analogy because it's an analogy that I feel like each and every one of us can relate to. You have the bottle. It serves the purpose of containing the water. The cap seals it. The water on the inside is meant to hydrate your body. So each area, all three elements, serve a different purpose. Your life serves a specific purpose individually, but also collectively. When you fulfill your assignment, you are supporting someone else in moving to another level in their assignment. Are you doing what you've been created to do? Or are you so easily the one to make excuses constantly? Well, Coach Adams, you don't know the struggles that I have. You're right, I don't. You don't know the struggles that I have. But yet, we still have a responsibility to fight and to kick and to live each day to the fullest, to the best of our ability, in spite of. Are you doing that? You may be thinking, I called in today, I tuned in to Motivational Monday for motivation. And I trust that in the tough coaching that you are being motivated, that you're being motivated to get up off of your rusty, dusty and execute, do something in the direction of your vision. Stop making excuses. Stop it. Life is too short. Stop making excuses. Because we all can come up with them. It's a matter of choice. Will you sit and talk about all of the negative, what's wrong, or are you one that will sit and talk about the positive and all that you can do to move to another level in your assignment? It's up to you. So make that decision today as we are here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam. Make that decision to determine, will you do the very best with the life that you have been given? Will you do all that you can do to fully execute on your assignment? Stop making excuses. I want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. This is a time in our broadcast when we invite you, our global listening audience, to ask a question, make a comment. This is a time when we invite you to share in the discussion. I really want to hear from you. I want to know, are you maximizing your dash? Your dash being the time that you have between your birth date and the date of your transitioning. Are you doing all that you can do to fulfill your assignment? Are you struggling? I want to hear that too. Your coach is in session. Allow me to assist you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You know, I always say that this is a time that it would be unfortunate to have your resident empowerment coach in session and that you would go into a bank, for an example, and you're there to make a withdrawal, but you never walk up to the teller. Your walking up to the teller today is pressing 1 on your telephone keypad to get empowerment, to get support. Let this be the last day that you struggle without getting your questions answered so that you can truly live each day as if it were your last, that you would truly be empowered to maximize your dash. The lines are open. We invite you, our global listening audience, to interact and to make a comment or ask a question. Are you living life to the fullest? If you're not, now is the time for you to chime in. Get the support that you need. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in our rich and empowering dialogue here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, because it is so important to really get a breakthrough in this area of living life to the fullest. Living, embracing. Life was meant to be lived, and we are designed to have a life of abundance. This life of abundance, I believe, is just simply a living a full life, meaning that you are doing all that you can do with the life that has been given. You're fulfilling your assignment. You're experiencing new and exciting things, that you are truly living a life that is fulfilled, living a life. It doesn't mean that life is perfect. It will never be perfect. It will never be perfect. But what it means is, are you living the best life that you can live, even with the constraints that you may have? You know, I think about those that may be struggling and having health challenges, chronic health challenges. You may be thinking, oh, my God, Coach Adams, you have no idea. I have a very dear sister friend who is on oxygen, struggling each day just to breathe. because of the attack that she's under physically. But even in that, she's fighting to live life and make an impact with great vibrancy. Can you say the same? Maybe you're bedridden. I don't know your story, but you can be right there in your bed on a laptop writing your story and leaving a legacy. What is the assignment that you've been given? Stop making the excuses. Let today be the day that you stop making the excuses and you step out and you do the very best that you can do in this moment. Again, our lines are open. Don't be scared. This is your time here on Motivational Mondays. Wow, what have we talked about so far? There's been such a richness of empowerment that has been shared on our subject today of maximizing your dash. What does it mean to you to maximize? I would love to hear what that means to you, because we're talking about maximizing our dash, that time between our sunrise and our sunset, that time between our date of birth and our date of passing. What does it mean to you to maximize your dash, the time that you've been given? See, when we're talking about maximize, it is this process of increasing to the greatest possible amount or degree. So are you living your life to the greatest possible degree? That's the question. That's what we're talking about, maximization. Doesn't mean that life is without challenge, but it simply means, are you living your life to the greatest possible degree? Maximize that time. Are you doing the very best that you can? If you are, then guess what? You're being faithful. Can you say that you're living life without regret? That you are truly doing, you're executing on your vision? If not, let's talk about it. Why not? Let's break that cycle today. Break the insanity today. You know, insanity has been defined as doing the same things over and over again, but yet expecting different results. And so many of us, we're living a life of insanity. We're doing the same thing over and over and over again, and we're expecting different results, but we need to break the insanity. For some, the insanity may be that dead-end relationship. I don't know. It may be that dead-end job, and you know you're supposed to start a business and pursue your dreams, but yet you're afraid to take a risk because of the monetary resources that you're receiving. A job is not everything. Now, please don't misunderstand what Coach Adams is saying. What I'm saying is many of us, we can be on a job and we can be an entrepreneur in a work corporate environment, fulfilling our assignment. You can align with other people's purpose and still allow your purpose to be fulfilled. But if you're on that job and you're not feeling fulfilled, and you know you have a business, a vision on the inside of you, and you haven't started that, and you're miserable every day, you're the person that I'm speaking about. Not the person that you are fulfilled in what you do, and therefore you are living out your assignment. There is a difference. Some are in a dead-end job. You're miserable. Everybody knows you're miserable because they have to hear about it all the time, how miserable you are. But you won't step out and take a risk. Stop it. Break the insanity. Maybe it's health challenges that you could do some things. You could change your eating. but you're refusing to do so because you're struggling with breaking those bad habits. Maybe it's losing the weight. I don't know. What I do know is that we always have the power to change. And that is what I'm hopeful that you're really getting and understanding, that it's in you. You have the ability to make a difference in your own life, to change the circumstances, to make a shift. You do not have to deal with the circumstances that you may be faced with, feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't know where to go with all of this. You can make a difference. You can make a shift. And I want you to know that you can make a shift today. And I trust that you would make that shift today. Why? Because tomorrow is truly not promised. As I stated when we started today's programming, many started this day and assumed that everyone around them that they love and what have you would wake up. And for some, they did not. Yesterday was their last day. That ended their story. But your story still continues. Woo! How exciting is that? What are you doing to make an impact? I want to remind our global listening audience that our programming is open. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion, ask a question, make a comment. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are on your electronic device, you do have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516, meaning electronic device, on your laptop, on your tablet, on your desktop. You've logged on online. You have to dial in to interact and ask a question or make a comment. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Today in our Shape Up series, we are getting into shape and we are looking at executing more closely, understanding that in order for me to shape up, in order for me to maximize the dash that I've been given, meaning the time that I've been given between my date of birth and my date of passing, that time in between is in my control. That if I learn to more effectively execute and do all that I can do, now I'm living and maximizing that dash. This maximization of the dash is simply put increasing to the greatest possible degree this life and the energy and the effort that I'm putting forth in living out my dreams, living out the assignment that I've been created to make a greater impact into the lives of others, understanding that my life that has been given, the breath in my body, it's not just for me to enjoy each day, but it's so that I can make an impact within my purpose into the lives of those that I may encounter. So that when they say, wow, I've had such an encounter with this individual that it's impactful, you will not be forgotten because you've left a touchstone of legacy everywhere you've gone. How do you do that? You do that in fulfilling your assignment each day to the best of your ability, being faithful in that. And the question that we raised early in the broadcast was, are you a doer? Are you doing your assignment? Are you one that continuously makes excuses for not doing? Ouch! Stepped on someone's toes right up in there. I know it. I hope that that shakes you to recognize that it's time to break the insanity. It's time to stop saying you will, and it's time to step out and do. Yes! Break the insanity. Are you an achiever? Are you one that when you say, I will, you achieve it because you're an executor? Again, in SHAPE, our acronym for SHAPE, the E means execute. And this process of living life to the fullness in my dash and maximizing my dash, it's about execution. Woohoo! We have a caller. Caller, welcome to Motivational Monday. Area code 702, last four digits 5600. You are live on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today?
Coach Adams, I really don't have a question. I just want to say thank you so much for the information that you share with us every single Monday. You are so loved and appreciated.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you, and I trust that it's really making an impact that you and spending and investing this hour of power, that you're getting something that's supporting you and moving forward in your vision, helping you to close that gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. So thank you for being a faithful listener. Know that you, too, are loved and appreciated, and I'm so thankful for your diligence and faithfulness as a listener here on Motivational Mondays, and I so appreciate your comment today. Anything else?
No, Coach Adams. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to hearing more about your vision.
Welcome.
I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and presented by Inspired Media for You. Each week, the goal of Motivational Mondays is to bring you rich and empowering content that supports you in moving forward with your vision, moving to the next level. Motivational Mondays is an offering that is a part of Coach Adams' Full Circle of Empowerment. This Full Circle of Empowerment includes Motivational Mondays, which kicks off every Monday for you right here on Inspired Media for You, Motivational Mondays. Coach Adams is available for speaking engagements to empower your team building, and conferences, so know that speaking is always available. We offer group coaching, individual coaching. Oh, my goodness, twice a year we have 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams. You think you're getting something every week right here on Motivational Mondays through the airwaves. Imagine being able to experience a live win shop, 4 hours of Power, 4 hours to shape up and win with Coach Adams, and an environment that's specifically designed for vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. I do want to let you know that our next win shop is already on the calendar, and we are starting the fast track of our promotions and marketing for that. We kind of had a soft run of it, but we're ramping that up starting April 1st. Mark your calendar, because free registration, early bird registration will be available, and is available at this time if you have an interest. But July 29th is our next Win Shop 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, July 29th. Again, we thank you so much for tuning in today. We want you to know that we have our Facebook Motivational Monday forum. that if you did not ask a question today, and you still have a few moments in our broadcast to ask a question or make a comment, if you would like, again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. The lines are still open at this time, so don't be scared. It's a safe space. We want to continue this dialogue through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. If you're not already a part of the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, just simply ask to become a member, and it's an open group, so we welcome you to be able to do that. We invite you to be able to do that. I want you to know that each week between the blending of our Shape Up series and our in-studio guests, we bring you rich content as the desire from week to week. And next week, wow, I am so excited about next week's installment of Motivational Mondays because, of course, we are in the heat of tax season. And I want you to know that on next week's installment of Motivational Mondays, we have Craig Thomas. Craig Thomas is a CPA, and in addition to being a CPA, in addition to that, he is a certified tax resolution specialist. And we're going to have an amazing dialogue on don't let tax issues get you down. We're going to be taking your questions live. I want to encourage you to mark your calendar now, set your alarm now to plan to tune in and get your tax questions answered live right here next week on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam and our in-studio guest, Craig Thomas, presented by Inspired Media for You. If you are not already a part of Coach Adams' network, I want to invite you to visit my website at coachadams.com, coachadams.com. I truly want to stay connected with you, and so if you're not already a part of my network, please visit coachadams.com and add yourself to my network. If you would like additional information concerning 4 Hours of Power or any of the services that are associated with the full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has to offer, by all means, don't hesitate to visit, again, coachadams.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, sponsorship opportunities are available. If you would like to sponsor an episode of Motivational Mondays and or you would like to be a sponsor for 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, definitely know that sponsorship opportunities are available. If you have a show recommendation, idea, a guest in mind, you can also note that on our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, and or you can drop a note as well through coachadams.com in our contact page. You have an opportunity to do that. We have just a few moments left in today's broadcast, and I want to do a quick recap of what we've talked about in case you missed the start of our installment of our show today. We were talking about maximizing your dash, and we indicated that this dash is the time between your date of birth and your date of transitioning, passing on. And so we are talking about this maximization of time being that you're doing all that you can do. You're increasing and doing the greatest possible degree of fullness each day, being faithful in that. We spoke a bit about time management, and we indicated that time management in this process is key. I shared with our listening audience as a quick recap as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays that one of the greatest life lessons that I've learned was through the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Stephen Covey, he raises a question in one of the chapters, what would your tombstone state? And the reason for that question is he speaks about beginning with the end in mind. And so what I want to encourage you, our listening audience, is wherever you are today, begin with the end in mind. What is the impact that you specifically desire to make? Why? Because tomorrow is not promised. All we have is the moment of time that we have today. And our assignment is to maximize the time that we have fulfilling our purpose. Thank you so much for tuning in to a part of my purpose on today, listening in to Motivational Mondays. Wow, it's so amazing how quickly an hour of power flies by. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. And again, we thank you for tuning in. I thank you for our caller interacting. We so appreciate your faithfulness. Can't thank you enough. Those of you that tune in regularly, continue to share with your network, because we're here every week on Inspired Media for you to bring you rich content that would inspire, empower, and motivate you in your vision, the achievement of your dreams, and living out and fulfilling your goals and your destiny. Thank you again for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.